Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I continue my visit with Gary Marshall, former CEO and Executive Director for Missouri Corn.
You mentioned soybeans, Gary Wheeler, and you worked pretty much hand-in-hand on different things, I'm sure. And Corn Growers President Mike Moreland has nothing but great things to say about you. And it's a close-knit group in agriculture like family. We've talked to some folks that maybe had some losses during the flood or tornadoes or whatever. Farm families, they're always there to help out one another.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the flood. You know, we've had several of those over the years, and that continues to be something that we're working on. I just saw yesterday, I think the Corps of Engineers have said now that from the last flood, we have all but five levees in Missouri that are finally fixed. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we got lucky last year. We didn't have any major flooding because a lot of those levees were still down. But you're right. We always pull together, whether it's a nice storm in southeast Missouri or a flood in central Missouri. Everybody seems to pull together, and we do what's best for agriculture across the state. And that's why it's so good for all of us to work together, and we understand each other's problems. And again, you know, our job as corn is to help support these other big users of corn and soybeans. And so we get a kick out of working with those folks. And, you know, it's not just a domestic job. It's also an international job because we export a lot of corn. About a third of the corn in Missouri goes out of state for exports overseas. And another third goes out of state to go down to whether it's Texas or whether it's out west, you know, someplace to feed livestock or down into Arkansas for sure. Poultry and hogs. So we try to help out wherever we can.
Speaking of exports, and the country's been on everyone's mind, even before the pandemic, China. What are things looking like with China as far as your corn exports?
You know, it's been fantastic. China is not a traditional buyer of U.S. corn. We thought that they should be for a number of years, but I remember going to a U.S. Grains Council meeting in the late 1980s, and we were talking about China should be buying U.S. corn, but instead they decided to buy soybeans. So they bought corn and they bought wheat. They bought anything they could do that they could find to feed their pigs with, including a lot of leftover cooking products, just anything they could. And they did that for, you know, 25 years. And finally, just in the last couple of years, with the trade agreement that President Trump signed with them, the first year, they really started buying a lot more corn. They were our largest purchaser this last year of corn, surpassing Mexico and and traditionally Japan as the major buyers. So it's been a tremendous year, and that's part of why we're seeing corn prices as high as they are. But we think that China's going to continue to buy into next year. Hopefully they fill the second year of that trade agreement as well.
You'll hear more about my visit with Gary Marshall on tomorrow's Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.